truly incredible. Random Tuesday night, I'm going in to do White Sox pre and post. I'm normally not on a Tuesday night. Normally it would be Mark Schanowski, but I was on last night. This is not about me, by the way, but it just goes to show you, I'm riding the old bike in. White Sox and Pirates, the Cubs series is over. This is not as exciting, but it's a big game. We're in a pandemic. It's the 30th game of the season. White Sox got to get a win. And Lucas Giolito throws a no-hitter on a Tuesday night. 13 strikeouts, 26 strikeouts in his last two games, and the city goes crazy. That was awesome. Really, really awesome. And Giolito was just flat-out nasty. 96 at the top of the zone, 81-mile-an-hour changeups, 15-mile-an-hour difference. James McCann calling changeup after changeup after changeup at one point, fastball after fastball, then fastball, changeup. These guys have really partnered incredibly well together to overstate the obvious. And to overstate it further, Ricky Renteria. Yeah, Yasmani Grandal, he doesn't catch Lucas Giolito. Literally ever. If McCann signs as a free agent on another team next year, the White Sox should put it in his contract that he just comes and catches Giolito. Those two need to be out there together. That is a pairing. And Giolito obviously gets the majority of the credit, but McCann is in there. Also, huge credit to the White Sox defense. Adam Engel, you are an elite fourth, fifth outfielder. Center field, left field, right field, and right last night for the liner from Eric Gonzalez to, he was playing in, got a great read, made a great catch, saved the no-hitter. That was awesome. Huge fan of Adam Engel. And Tim Anderson up the middle, ranging to his right, firing across his body, and a great scoop by Jose Abreu, who gets crushed for the way he plays first base. But give that dude credit. Abreu, American League Player of the Week, has gotten so much better at first base. He's made some sweet plays on balls going down the line. He's had some sweet scoops. And yes, there will be moments when he's not great. But for the most part, he has really improved his game. Occasionally, he's out of position. Whatever. Doesn't matter. The guy has worked hard on his defense, and it shows. I'm thinking back on Giolito. He had the highest ERA for a starter in the American League in 2018 in all of baseball. The worst starting pitcher in all of baseball, 2018. Last year, goes to the All-Star game. I started talking on White Sox Weekly, radio show I host, at least for now. And I just said, look, well, we got to come up with a nickname for this guy. Giolito, what are we going to do? And so I came up with G-Elite-O. And at the time, I thought, that might be a little bit tall. I mean, going to the All-Star game is sweet, but he's got to do more than that to be G-Elite-O. Well, 26 strikeouts in back-to-back games and a no-hitter, you are Giolito. G-Elite-O. Feel like I'm Howard Stern. WNBC. WNBC. Giolito. Giolito. Lucas Giolito. Do you think that would sell as a t-shirt? I feel like that would sell as a t-shirt. The Giolito. Who wouldn't buy that walking in a guaranteed rate field with a 27 on the back? Come on now. Get her done with a Giolito. I know no one's walking into any field right now. With the White Sox 18-12, 5 seed in the American League, sitting right there with Cleveland. The weekend was incredible. Now we've got a no-hitter to throw on top of it. Pretty, pretty impressive. And props to Scott Merkin, MLB.com, who I think is telling the truth. He got a text from Hawk Harrelson. Engel! Yes! That's awesome. Hawk with the E-N-G-E-L-L-L-L-Y-E-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S text to Merk. That is some sweet stuff. Love you, Hawk. All right, let's flip to one other thing. Hard to believe. Maybe even not that hard to believe. Because these things happen all the time. Crazy victories. Everybody likes to celebrate. Someone gets hurt. Last night, Eloy Jimenez. Jumping up and down. Having a moment. Loving it for Giolito. Being a good teammate. Next thing you know, he's on the ground. He's sitting there. He's sprained his ankle. And he's getting attention from the trainer. Come on, man. Attention from the trainer as everyone's celebrating. And then the manager's got to say afterwards, well, we'll see how he is. He's day to day. I mean, it's one thing for Eloy Jimenez to jump into the wall and be out for a month. It's another thing for him to crack into the wall going backwards and concuss himself and miss a couple of games. It's another thing to fall into the net down the left field line multiple times, one of them resulting in an inside the park home run for Christian Yelich. Now you're jumping up and down on a celebration and you sprain your ankle. I guarantee he's not in the lineup tomorrow. Got an off day on Thursday. Maybe he'll be good to go for the Royals on Friday. But there should be like some punishment in kangaroo court for getting hurt in a celebration. Like that should cost you half your money. You can't get hurt in a celebration. I know it's not his fault and all that, but I mean, come on, man. That can't happen. Back to Giolito. He shares a birthday with Steve Stone. They were both born on July the 14th. Thank you, Doug Kern. Whoever Doug Kern is on Twitter. At D.A. Kern. He's got 2,421 followers. He's a baseball enthusiast. He's a road tripper. He's a pursuer of oddities. If you know Doug, tell me made to Windy City podcast. Doug looks straight solid. Other side of town tonight. Cubs got walloped by the Tigers 7-1. We didn't do a podcast yesterday, so let me just mention that I said that Javi Baez needed a couple of days off, and then he comes out in game one of the Tigers series and hits a bomb to right and a bomb to left, and looks like he's just been going all season long. Predicting or getting on baseball players who are talented, saying they need days off, you never know when they're going to snap out of it. Javi snapped out of it yesterday. Tyler Chatwood got squeezed tonight. Tigers beat the Cubs. Yeah. Seems like they're hanging on the north side to me. Lose 2 out of 3. Now you're splitting with Detroit. Chance to win a series still, but I don't know. And Chris Bryant hopefully will come back and actually be healthy. But the White Sox continue to be the story in Chicago baseball. And they were once again today, Lucas Giolito. They got Lucas Giolito for Adam Engel. They also got Ronaldo Lopez and Dane Dunning. Rick Hahn, when your head hits the pillow tonight or when you wake up this morning, feel good about yourself. That is a hell of an accomplishment. A hell of an accomplishment. I think both teams are going to be in the playoffs. Can we get some people in the stands too, by the way? Let's be smart about it. If they go to the playoffs and they don't do a bubble, which they should, let's figure out a way to have a limited amount of people in the seats. There's no reason that we can't do it. We're outside. It can be done. It very much can be done. Let the teams make a couple dollars. Let some fans go in, even if it's the rich fans. Charge $500 a seat. They'll pay it. The Chiefs are charging preposterous amounts of money to go to the opener. They're going to have 17,000 fans for Kansas City and Houston in 16 days. That's crazy. The NFL starts in 16 days. But come on, let's get some fans in the stands. All right. Lucas Giolito threw a no-hitter. Thank you for listening. Congratulations to 27. Congratulations to the White Sox. DeWindy City has gone daily. Subscribe. Please give a rating. I could really use some ratings. 5 stars, preferably. Actually, I demand a 5-star rating. And, yes, we will see you tomorrow. Lucas Giolito, you are a star.